The title of this message is An Apostle's Attitudes. On the second mission trip, Apostle Paul opened the church in Corinth, and he let his successor, Apollos, take the church, and he went on a mission trip again. Back then, Corinth was the best and a calmer city in Greek. However, it was stained by idol worshiping and morality, iniquities. And the church of Corinth was one of the biggest and the best church that Apostle Paul opened. It was full of grace. However, it also had many, many problems. So, in the church of Corinth, there were many problems, many troubles among the congregation. So 1 Corinthians is a letter, you know, sent to the church of Corinth by the Apostle Paul, who was working in Ephesus during his third mission trip. After hearing of the dispute at the church in Corinth, among them, the 1 Corinthians chapter 9 explains how Paul was doing his apostles as an apostle. He's, you know, apostolate as an apostle. First, he tells us that he's an apostle, but that he does not use the right of the apostle, and that he will receive rewards for it. And then he explains why he became a servant to all as an apostle. And he says, you know, you are also, you know, and you were encouraged. And he was also encouraging them to run like this. You should not say, you know, I'm not an apostle, so you know, this message has nothing to do with me. However, try to resemble an apostle the Father God is pleased with. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 1 says, am I not free? Am I not an apostle? Father God gives every man a free will. And when we accept the Lord, we can enjoy freedom in the Lord. After Father God planned for human cultivation and placed the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in the Garden of Eden, God gave Adam and Eve free will, whether they could eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And he also gave them a warning message that they would surely die once they eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So, it's our choice whether we believe in Father God or not. And Father God gave us the Bible, 66 books of the Bible. In that book, there is a message of blessing and curse and answers to problems and healings. That Bible contains the will of Father God. However, it's your freedom whether you believe it or not. Whether you believe it or whether you heard it and read it, but it's your choice whether you put that into practice. It's your choice whether you come to church or not. It's your choice whether you worship God in spirit and truth, whether you, you know, worship God concentrated on the word or sleeping. However, since you believe, you know and learn and believe in the will of Father God, you worship God in spirit and truth. Someone said, you know, I worked so hard at work and I came to Friday all night service. I worked so hard. Now, I'm so sleepy. Now, it's his choice whether, you know, he would choose, you know, sleep or to worship God in spirit and truth. That's his choice, right? In that freedom, since we know the word of God, since we know the truth, we can worship God more in spirit and truth, overcoming our fatigue. And sometimes we have to fight against that fatigue at certain point. We have to overcome the fatigue. Then we will be given strength from above, and we will also receive grace from Father God. Apostle Paul was a free man. He had freedom to work hard or not, or drink, or enjoy himself. He was a free man like this, but at the same time, he was an apostle. So, when he was beaten and persecuted for the sake of the Lord, he chose his own way of an apostle to work for Father God. As I told you last time, apostle is a servant of God, pursuing the will of Father God until death to glorify Father God. Not all the servants of God are apostles. Not all of them glorify God. Only the one who can prove that God is alive by showing that God is with him can become an apostle who can glorify God. Mark 16:17, the Lord said, "These signs will accompany those who have believed. In my name they will cast out demons, they will speak with new tongues." In the early churches, because of this, the gospel spread to the whole world, to entire Samaria and remote city of the earth. So, when a servant of God manifests signs and wonders and glorify Father God and leads souls to true faith and the way of salvation, has right to become a true apostle. That's why Apostle Paul called himself a free man, an apostle of God. And he said, he worked in the truth for the Lord. He lived the life of walking with God since the moment he met the Lord on his way to Damascus. He met God, and he always prayed and received answers. And he said he saw Jesus Christ. In every place Apostle Paul went, he preached the gospel of God, and many saints came out of the fruit of testimony, saying, "I became your father through the gospel," as written in 1 Corinthians 4:15. So therefore, he says to the saints of the church in Corinth, "Are you not my work in the Lord?" Now 1 Corinthians 9:2 says, "If to others I'm not an apostle, at least I am to you. For you are the seal of my apostleship in the Lord." Apostle Paul planted gospel into the hearts of the saints in the church of Corinth. And he led them to the way of salvation by manifesting signs and wonders. Therefore, to them, he was an apostle for sure. But he said, "If to others I'm not an apostle," it means Gentiles who do not know God may not understand the meaning of an apostle. That's why he said, "If to others I'm not an apostle." However, there are people who say they believe. However, if they don't know the truth, if they are not the member of the church of Corinth, they may call or they may say, "How can you become an apostle?" Why? Because some people criticized Apostle Paul because Paul said, you know, it is not wrong either, even though you are not circumcised. However, the members of the church of Corinth learned the word of God correctly, and they made bread from it well. So, whoever had the faith, true faith, could acknowledge Apostle Paul as an apostle. That's why he said, "You are the seal of my apostleship in the Lord." The same happens in the ministry of Ma'amin. The life of our shepherd, he chose only the will of God and have done only the truth in his own free will. But those who learn the word of God and made bread from it and have faith in the word of God can think that their life is full of thanks and hope because of the life of our shepherd. Because he got rid of greed and desire to enjoy himself. He gave up his family and his time. He said only yes and amen to the will of God all the time. Only shepherd has never neglected any small matter in his heart. So he has never wanted to rest since he started the church. He has never wanted to eat fine food or wear fine clothes. He only has wished to give more to Father God. Last year, it was Mrs. Bong Lee's 70th birthday. She, in the Lee's prayer center meeting, and she leads Daniel prayer meeting at night, from Monday to Friday. So, she wants to she wished to have her own time for about a month. So she asked the shepherd. Then the shepherd said nothing. He kept silence. You know, she did a great job. Until she became 7 years old, she led the prayer center meeting and Daniel prayer meeting. So she could have enjoyed a month of free time, right? However, senior pastor didn't say a single word. We had a plan. So, and then our shepherd gave the representative prayer. He said, Father God, Mrs. Bonglin Lee wants to go to vacation on her 70th birthday. But if she is absent for about a month, mommy members will look for Mrs. Bonglin Lee in Daniel prayer meeting. What should I do? Our shepherd was praying like this until the candlestick of the cake would melt down. So, however, his prayer didn't stop. So, okay, senior pastor, we will not go. So please stop praying. Then our shepherd stopped. What a blessing it was. Mrs. Bonglin Lee has led the prayer center meeting and Daniel prayer meeting, and it became great rewards in heaven. That's what our shepherd said. We got vacation, we got free time, but senior pastor doesn't have it. She only wants to pray to Father God, to work for Father God's kingdom. Once he said, once the money comes in, we can go together. 10 years ago, and now, once the money of blessing comes in, then let's go together. Family trip. He desires the word of God and will of Father God. That's what I've been witnessing so far. That's his heart. Only for Father God, only for souls. How to please God, how to accomplish his mission. The life of Mrs. Bonglin Lee, since the moment that she met God until this moment, she devoted her life for Father God. But until her life is over, the shepherd wants her to spend her entire time more for Father God and his kingdom. That's our shepherd. So I recalled all the moment with the shepherd, how he prayed, how he dealt with the members, how he spent his time and money. That's what I recalled. He gave of himself. And Apostle Paul said, be like me. And so did our shepherd. First, the Apostle Paul, who explains the apostles' attitudes, didn't enjoy his own rights as an apostle. A slave doesn't have freedom. Slave has to give up his freedom. The reason slave disobeys is because of greed and selfish mind. Servant who doesn't obey is not true servant. Servant should not, you know, greed for money, fame, and honor. The servant of God should put first priority in the church and the members, not on himself and his own family. You know, to be recognized more, to be praised more, all in the fleshly mind and selfish mind. Servant of God should not regard the members, his own members. Sometimes the pastors and the plant, not the Lord, but himself. Pastors should believe that they are only instruments. They should believe that they are servants of God. And they should go as the Lord says go, and they should stop as the Lord says stop. They have to fulfill their duty. They got to resemble the Lord, and they got to resemble the shepherd. You say you long for spirit, and you follow the spiritual man. But what's your purpose to follow the man of spirit? You want to learn from the man of spirit, as their deeds and the speed and speak, and you want to come into spirit. You want to learn their, you know, gentle speech and gentle action and spiritual love and longing heart. However, you should not follow them just because you want to get some kind of power or authority by following them. Some people follow the shepherd and they follow Spirit. However, there is no progress in a spiritual way. Why? Because they follow the spiritual people to get what they want to get. Instead of learning how to pray and how to serve God, they just wanted to get what they want by following the spiritual man. You have to get rid of the thought that you would be, you know, you would be respected by those normal people as you follow the man of spirit. You have to love Father God. You have to arm yourself with the word of God as you follow the man of spirit. As you have the attitude of an apostle, you should be ready to give up your own right. In the days of an apostle, there were people who got jealous and who got envious against each other in the church of Corinth. And there were people who asked the apostle Paul like this, why don't you get married? Why don't you eat? Why do you eat? Why do you make people not circumcised? Some people asked him and criticized him like this. There was Judas Iscariot among 12 disciples of the Lord. All the apostle Paul taught people well. There were people who betrayed, even though he manifested in signs and wonders, but evil people could not believe him. 1 Corinthians 9, verses 3 and 4 says, "My defense to those who examine me is this. Do we not have a right to eat and drink?" He said, "We." Why? Because he also speaks for not only Paul, but Barnabas and other pastors. Barnabas and other, you know, ministers. They have right to eat and drink. But he continues to say in verse 4 and 5, "Do we not have a right to eat and drink? Do we not have a right to take along a believing wife, even as the rest of the apostles and the brothers of the Lord and Cephas?" He had the right. He also had the right to take along a believing wife like Apostle Peter. The other disciples refer to not only 12 disciples of the Lord, but also people who call themselves apostles. And brothers refer to, you know, and Jacob and Joseph. And this Cephas means, you know, Apostle Peter. But you should not misunderstand that the other apostles, you know, took along their believing life. Is that it was not for traveling. You know, those wives were invited to, like, you know, Passover. Now, 1 Corinthians 9:6 says, "Or do only Barnabas and I not have a right to refrain from working?" They got the right to take a rest. However, they didn't do that. Why? Because they love the Lord. Since they love Saul so much, even though they have a moment of rest, they didn't take rest. Even though they were persecuted, they work a day and night without taking a rest. Apostle Paul is saying that he was a free man to do this and to do that. He was saying that he had the right to eat and drink, to take a break, and to take along a believing wife. But he controls himself. Why? Because he loved God. He works more for the Father God's kingdom. To do more duty as an apostle, he gave up his right. That's what he says. Now, I've thought about our shepherd's life for the past 36 years. What I think is the life of the shepherd. For the last 36 years, what kind of life he lived? That occupies my entire life and thought. He lived with prayer and fasting, and he gave up his life for souls. That's what I recall. And I wish to become like him. Sometimes I repented because of that and tried to change. Once he was called as a servant of God, he gave his life and free will and wife and loving daughters to God. Since he knew that it was time for the Lord comes back, he taught his children to love Father God foremost of all. He didn't have any freedom to go where to go and where to sleep. Even though he knew that there would be persecution, he didn't use his fleshly thought, but he obeyed. He didn't take a rest. So he had to face with many, betrayals and hardships. However, he never complained. He never prayed in complaints. It is beyond our imagination whether, he would, complain in his prayer. He says, even though I didn't look for God, he met me. That's what he said. He said, I am so thankful because I've never forgot the moment that Father God saved me. He also said he could risk his own life to give back, to pay back the grace that he received from Father God. Even when he was a novice Christian, he said like this. He said he would be faithful even if he didn't know about the rewards in heaven. He said he was happy. He is enjoying his time because of the love of Father God and grace of God. He lived such a life. He didn't enjoy his power and authority. He only lived his life for will and glory of Father God. He filled his heart with Father God. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't eat. I just, shed tears all day long. Then I think, what about our shepherd? Sometimes I couldn't accept. But what about our shepherd? Our shepherd would just pray for our souls with love, thinking of the blessing of God and the power of recreation. That's what I thought. Then I got encouraged. I got strength again. What we face now cannot be compared to not even 1/10 or 1/100 of what our shepherd experienced and faced. So, you and I, we all have to think about what our shepherd would do in this moment. Since he was thankful for Father God's healing and his grace, he always sought for the will of God. He kept the commandments of Father God. The first revival meeting he attended, he started to, and he has given perfect tithe, kept the Lord's Day holy, and preached the gospel. On a bus or walking a road, we had the game along with Shepherd and Mrs. Bonglin Lee and I. We counted the cross on the roof of church building. There was cross 1, cross 2, cross 3. And then our shepherd and Mrs. Bonglin Lee and I and the three daughters. Sometimes we carry, we always carry a Bible inside the book, right? But back then, we carried, a Bible with our bare hands. Then we looked for people and counted people who were carrying, the Bible. Bible 1, Bible 2, Bible 3. Whenever we found people with, Bible, we were so happy. And on whether we took bus or whether we walked, Shepherd once said, Myung Lee, if I preach the gospel, what should I begin with? That's what he said. And once he tested me. You go to that lady and try to preach the gospel. So I couldn't say a word. And our shepherd went there and approached her and then preached the gospel. Well, if I recall correctly, when Mrs. Bonglin Lee and the shepherd had a time to talk to customer, they always preached the gospel. Even they were deacons or deaconesses. Since he was so thankful for the grace of Father God, he just desired to give everything that he got to Father God. When the shepherd read the Bible or heard God's word, He believed his word and he believed by it. He gave one-tenth or two-tenths of what he got. He gave up everything that is his. And he filled the space with God and truth and spirit. People of spirit, people of whole spirit, we all forsake ours and fill it instead with the truth. We used to love our own family or fleshly tributes. We've emptied them. And in that empty place, we've replaced it with the truth. However, you should not be satisfied with the current level of yours. You should not tolerate it. You should not stop there. Want to take a rest? Since I achieved this far, no, I want to enjoy a little bit. Well, you shouldn't do that. You should not tolerate what you accepted before. If you take it again, then whatever truth inside your heart would disappear again. So for the will of Father God, you should run your race of faith. Since I'm a man of spirit and man of whole spirit, I can take a break. Don't. Even though you have right to enjoy, you should be able to give it up. And you have to do always the things the Father God can be pleased with. 1 Corinthians 15:31 says, I affirm, brethren, by the boasting in you, which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord, I die daily. We should choose the will of Father God. We should choose the will of Father God, not something that can benefit me in a fleshly way, not a sin, by our free will. 1 Corinthians 9, verses 17 and 18 says, For if I do this voluntarily, I have a reward. But if I against my will, I have a stewardship entrusted to me. What then is my reward? That when I preach the gospel, I may offer the gospel without charge, so as not to make full use of my right in the gospel. He said voluntarily. When we do the work of God voluntarily, it will become our rewards. It also becoming a blessing on this earth. He was an apostle, so he ought to preach the gospel. Well, if a man of God complain about his wage or environment and give up his duty, then it's not proper. As a servant of God, since it is a duty that Father God gives to you, I mean, there are people who go to remote city, remote island to do the ministry of Father God as God commands them. Even, you know, laymen or ordinary people, you know, live a very devoted life to serve the society. Now you call yourself as a work of God. How can you forsake the duty over some fleshly matter? Apostle Paul preached the gospel without any price, without any payment. So that's why he says, I have a reward. Some say, well, pastors and Levite workers would receive much rewards in heaven. So it's good for you. However, if they receive salary for the work they do in a church, it cannot become rewards in heaven. Then what can become rewards? Just as ordinary members do their work, you know, the ordinary works and, you know, at their daytime, and, you know, they give their time and energy for Father God's kingdom in their free time, pastors and Levite workers should do more than they can do. Otherwise, they will be blamed. They should be faithful and they should serve more than they receive. That's what Apostle Paul did. He didn't even use the right to enjoy whatever he received from the members. For 4 years when our shepherd was in seminary college, he didn't receive any payment from the church. that he attended. Later, when he started his church, it turned out to be a blessing. Since there were not many members in this church back then, Father God blessed the church through the members outside the church. Even though he started the church with $7 only, 2 months after he started the church was full of, pews and in all kinds of chairs and tables. Preaching the gospel is a duty not only for servants of God, but also children of God. We have to find the price of precious blood of Jesus Christ. If we don't do this duty, then we will be speechless before the Lord. Even though you are not a servant of God, even though you are an ordinary man, you gotta do this duty. Let me read Shepherd's Prayer. Father, Father, I got no will. Only my Father is in me, my Lord is in me as well. I've always wanted to know where the Father God's will is and where the Lord's will is. Father, my heart is occupied with Father God, the Lord, and your kingdom and souls. Now, Father, you listen to my petition. What I hear is your will, and you know that. I don't want to accomplish mine. I don't want to do my own. I don't want to bear fruit. But by endurance, I always made a petition to you. Out of my love for you, out of my love for the Lord, out of your will for the souls, I have lived this life. I got no greed. I have never said that I bore this fruit. I don't have no desire to receive glory. If Father God and the Lord receives glory, I'm happy for that. When countless souls love you and dwell in your love and give thanks for that love, then I'm fine. My beloved Father, I got no will. My heart is only occupied with Father God, the Lord, and your kingdom, and souls of the kingdom. Father, as you think of my will, you do according to your will and be glorified. I believe that you listen to my petition and prayer. Please be glorified. You've loved this church, and you love this son. Now use this son according to your will. And be glorified alone. Our shepherd prayed to Father God like this. He always thought, what is the will of Father God? How to give only the good things to our members? As I was preparing this in the Manmin summer retreat, and while witnessing Pastor Soojin Lee, I was touched. I'm nothing. There is only the power of the shepherd. Only shepherd should appear in the hearts of our members during summer retreat. She felt the holy in the pressure. As unbelievers witness the healing works, as unbelievers see the unbelieving, the temperature, they should believe that this church is true and our shepherd is true. Mommy members feel the love of Father God and the shepherd together. I want to help our members receive and feel that without recognizing me. That's what she prayed for. And during the summer retreat, I received much grace. Just as you heard the testimony in Mommy Magazine, as they do, field games and campfire night, they felt the grace that they used to receive during the campfire with our shepherd. And they were, and then the good temperature and good in the cool wind, our shepherd prayed all the more. The temperature was 23 during the campfire night. Why? Because you were jumping around. The campfire was the full of the evidence that Father God was with us. We felt as if our shepherd was with us. A brother said, as he was watching Mami Magazine, and in the seminar day, and in the campfire, and the field games. It was raining outside. He said, man, God of the shepherd, God of the shepherd, until the Lord comes back, I will walk with the shepherd. I will become strength to him. He made a confession like that. Now, recall that night, whether your heart was filled with Father God's grace and signs and wonders, God of shepherd. Instead of thinking, what did I do good? I mean, what did I do to be praised by others? Instead, you got to think of the moment, the grace Father God gave to us. Someone came to Mami's summer retreat for the first time, and she was so happy. She said, Pastor, I will never miss summer retreat every year. That's what she said. With this moment, we felt the love of Father God, of the Lord, and of the shepherd. Second, the attitude that apostles should have is to become a servant of everyone. 1 Corinthians 9, verses 19 and 20 says, For though I am free from all men, I have made myself a slave to all, so that I may win more. To the Jews I became a Jew, so that I might win Jews. To those who are under the law, as under the law, though not being myself under the law, so that I might win those who are under the law. Apostle Paul was a free man. In a fleshly sense, he learned from the best teacher, and he was a Roman citizen. In a spiritual way, after he met the Lord, he enjoyed freedom in the truth. He was truly a free man. Before we stand on the rock of faith, we felt like, you know, we couldn't do anything as we please. Once we stand on the rock, then you naturally keep the word of God. You naturally pray, and you receive answers to your prayers. So your life is full of joy and peace. You are thankful for any situation. You become truly free. However, he said, Apostle Paul said, he became a slave to win more souls, to save unbelieving people. You should be with them. Someone said, to become sanctified, you should stay away from Gentiles. Please don't. How can we save them? How can you preach the gospel to them? Jewish people believe in God, but they don't believe in Jesus Christ. However, how could apostles and disciples and members of the early church could preach the gospel and plant gospel into their hearts? They worked with them and got along with them to preach the gospel and plant Jesus Christ in them. And they helped them receive the Holy Spirit and led them to salvation. 1 Corinthians 9:20 says, To the Jews I became as a Jew so that I might win Jews. And he mentioned the law. And this law means the law of the Old Testament. In the New Testament days, though, Jesus became an atoning sacrifice. So now we can give spiritual service. But Jewish people keep the law of the Old Testament. After Apostle Paul met the Lord, he was not bound to that law. However, to save Jews, he said he was bound to the law for the Lord. Apostle Paul became like salt. He was a Jew to Jews. He was under the law to those who are under the law. He became like salt to preach the gospel of the Lord to them. 1 Corinthians 9:21 says, To those who are without law, as without law, though not being without the law of God, but under the law of Christ, so that I might win those who are without law. Those who are without law, those who don't know God, those who don't believe in God, to preach the gospel to them, he was like the man without the law. No. Jewish people circumcise themselves to keep the law of the Old Testament. However, in the days of New Testament, we got to circumcise our heart. Apostle Paul kept all the law as a man of Jesus Christ. However, he was a man, he became like a man without law. Why? To understand them, to embrace them, and to become companion to them, so that he could plant Jesus Christ on them. Now, 1 Corinthians 9, 22 and 23 says, to the weak I became weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all men, so that I may, by all means, save some. I do all things for the sake of the gospel, so that I may become a fellow partaker of it. He said, to the weak he became weak. It does not mean that he would become weak and get sick. He meant he wanted to have a heart like them. He wanted to comfort those sick people and weak people to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to them. In accordance with the faith of the church members, senior pastor gives them the right advice. Someone said, it was a traffic accident and the hospital bill was $10,000 and assailant offered $10,000. But if I take legal steps, I can receive $20,000. So what's the father's will? Then the answer changes depending on the person's faith. If he was an obvious Christian, then a legal step is not a sin. So just follow legal step. Because the man with weak faith wants to receive all $20,000. If senior pastor said, you can just receive $10,000, not the whole $20,000, then he would complain later. Then, I just, received $10,000 because, I listened to senior pastor. If he didn't have faith and disobeyed, then Satan would work on him, right? So, for the one who doesn't have good faith, he answered as long as the answer is not sin. However, if someone is on the rock of faith, then the senior pastor would say, just receive $10,000. If someone had that better faith, then why don't you depend on God and get healed and don't receive anything from him and forgive him? If he obeys, then he will experience the miracle of God. Why? Because by faith, Father God will heal him completely. In this case, he doesn't need to suffer in hospital. By his good deeds, he would give out fragrance of Jesus Christ to him. Many people have different measures of faith. Now we got to acknowledge that, and we got to give advice according to that. We got to understand their situation, and we have to give advice according to their situation. So Philippians 2:3 says, do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind regard one another as more important than yourselves. If someone is less educated, then how could you regard them better than you are? It means you have to understand that man in his position. He is also a child of God. If he lacks knowledge, then you just understand him as he is. We all have different personalities. Someone has quick temper. Someone is good at lying. Then we have to understand them and embrace them. If we get away from them, if we stay far away from them, then that deed itself is arrogance. We got to give more grace to them. We got to provide more faith to them and love. In order to save more souls, we have to know how to deal with many people in different situations with different people. In order to do that, we got to serve people. We got to be humble. We got to be slave to many people. Why? To win more people. Love is to give. But if you try to receive, there is complaint and discord. You insist your own righteousness and you don't embrace them. Then people will complain. Shepherd prays for just a married couple. Then he prays like this. Be humble to each other and serve each other. and let them make a family, not seeking for their own benefit. The people of the world say, you gotta insist your idea, and, you know, you should make your spouse submissive. Then your marriage life will be very easy. However, the truth says, we gotta serve and we gotta be low. If we have a heart of service, then peace will never be broken. The heart of service is to be humble, to be low, and to sacrifice oneself and give benefit to others by forsaking oneself. Many people say, you know, become humble, to be humble and to be low is difficult. How can I provide what others want? How can we do that? They want even more if I give them. I visited a member. You know, she lives with the brother. Her brother says, do this, do this, do that for me. So sister does, but, you know, brother still complains to be treated more, to be treated better. Why don't you give me better food? Now, at a certain point, she came to me. Pastor, until when should I wait? Should I wait? And I said, do you think our shepherd would say, you know, when people complain, would he say that, you know, I should not have helped them? Our shepherd would still help them and give aids and let's go to New Jersey together. Or would he stop? And she said, no, shepherd would give more, and he wants to save more, and he wants to give more. And she said, I will do that to my brother. And she went back. We witnessed the life of our shepherd. Sometimes we feel like, you know, I'm the only one who sacrifices and who experience loss. However, once you remember the life of the shepherd, then you can become more humble. We gotta serve each other, just like in the salt, loses its shape to give good taste. The Lord said in Matthew 23:11, the greatest among you shall be your servant. We gotta be gentle, we gotta serve. Then we can be loved by others. If we take it for granted to be served, you are so full. Pastors and workers should set example before other members and lead them and help them and serve them. When you serve others, there should be no ego. As you are loved by the members, then you want to be praised or you want to be acknowledged more. Please don't. You gotta be more humble. You gotta be more low. And if you have ill feelings in your heart and serve others, then the result would not be good. Well, I don't feel good, but the truth tells me to serve, then I will serve. You gotta be able to serve from the depths of your heart. To serve others, there should be no ego. But you gotta have a heart to sacrifice yourself for others. Sacrifice is to give up your fortune, honor, fame, and even life for others. It is essential for the servant of the Lord to have a sacrificial heart. Church members must be first of all family, children, and husband. The shepherd has always thought the church members more than his own family. To keep the promise of prayer, he didn't attend all kinds of family events. He sacrificed himself for those members. Our Lord gave up everything in heaven to save us. Servants of the Lord should not try to be served, to aim for love. Good shepherd gives up everything for his own flock. You should be able to give everything for your souls. You should be able to humble. You should be ready to kneel for the souls. When you bear fruit, you should not say that, I work hard to bear this fruit. I'm spirit. I'm whole spirit, so you should listen to me. Don't do that. Since I visited them, they solved their problems. You should always say, oh, Father God did that. It is all by the grace of Father God and the shepherd. Even if you give advice to people, if there is no grace, then it may make the situation worse. People know that they should receive advice with thanks, but some people receive, you know, advice with ill feelings, then they may lose the grace. When even shepherd knew that people committed sin, even though they could not be tolerated, our shepherd tried to become their position. Some people hid themselves from the shepherd when they were pointed. Our shepherd took their hands according to their own measure of faith and praised them to encourage them and gave them a smile more. He tried to solve their misunderstanding. You got to have this kind of attitude to have a heart of the shepherd. You should not neglect a little man. You should be able to wait to save souls. What did our Lord did to the lady who was caught in the place of adultery? What about Stephen when he was stoned to death? Who would survive if we are dealt only by the law? You should always forgive and forgive and give chances. Then others can change, and when they change, you will be pleased. Pastors and workers should not have any obstacles with anyone. You should embrace and understand those who give you hard troubles, just like our Lord and God and the shepherd did. Life of an apostle is not for his own, but for souls. For example, when people go to party, they eat what they like. So, if there is a food, you know, when everybody like, you know, when all people, many people like, you know, they have to, you know, change the plate. They have to fill it up again and again. However, our shepherd eats all food. Vegetables, kimchi, meat, all together. Same amount, equal amount. Pastors and workers should not be biased. And they should be able to deal with all kinds of people. And when others prepare good food, then they should be ready to eat very in a good manner. How to eat, how to speak. Whenever you do anything, you have to always think about others and you have to serve. I am right. You should not insist like this. You have to always ask yourself whether you are visiting them and give advice them to them according to their measure of faith out of your goodness and love. Third, the apostle's attitude is to live a life of self-control in all things. 1 Corinthians 9:25 says, everyone who competes in the games exercises self-control in all things. They then do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable. There is only one or only one team who wins gold medal. Apostle Paul tells us to run the race of faith to win gold medal. First of all, we should participate in the game. Those who run till the end receives the rewards. However, I mean, if you don't attend that, you know, you cannot receive anything, right? Now, even if you attended that in a game, if you give it up in the middle, you cannot win medals. Now, if you are the partaker of this gospel, then you gotta run till the end to win gold medal. We started to run for goal of heaven. Now we are close to goal. Our final goal is gold medal, which is New Jerusalem. We gotta run this race of faith all the more vigorously. Heaven is to go through an absolute evaluation, not a relative evaluation. Father God didn't prepare gold medals for only one. Those who work hard and got qualified by Father God's will, whoever got qualified can win gold medals. 1 Corinthians 9:25 says, everyone who competes in the game exercises self-control in all things. For example, boxers train hard to become champions, controlling their weight. There are many athletes who do that. According to their weight, they endure the pain until the day they play for the best performance in their weight class. Figure skaters or gymnasts and ballerina are all the same. To give the best performance, they always control themselves and practice 1,000 times. The same goes for us. We give time to God in prayer instead of worldly entertainment and hobbies that I can take to qualify for New Jerusalem as the Lord's beautiful bride. We said we have to control ourselves even at the moment we are provoked in anger. We know that we have to fight against sin to the moment of shedding blood. Now, even an athlete wins gold medal, that's the honor of one instant moment. That glory is not for forever. It has nothing. The value, it got no value before Father God unless it is faith. Therefore, who has true faith will never envy it. They will control themselves only to acquire a gold crown, the crown of righteousness, the crown of life, or imperishable crown. That's why Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 9, verses 26 and 27, therefore I run in such a way as not without aim. I box in such a way as not beating the air. But I discipline my body and make it my slave so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified. There is a goal when you run. When you run a marathon, there is a clear goal, and there is a course. Even if you run hard, if you are out of the course and run for the aim for a strange goal, your run will be useless. Even if a boxer punches, if he aimed in the air, it's useless. So, we must be clear to have a clear goal in our inner truth. Our Lord said in Matthew 7:21, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter. Just serving and doing voluntary works does not guarantee a gold medal of faith. So what is the faithful service that God wants us to do? First, God wants us to be sanctified and serve others in truth. Some people have ill feelings, but they do their job. When someone does a better job, then they got jealous. Then do you think Father God will be pleased? Even if you do many jobs, if you broke peace in the untruth, then there will be no glory for Father God. But there will be dispute and work of Satan. Even though you say you believe in God, if you live in the untruth, no matter what job you do, you would hear God saying that, I don't know you. Therefore, we have to pursue the will of Father God for sure. There is a testimony. Someone said, Pastor, after special Daniel prayer meeting, I attended after prayer meeting, Daniel prayer meeting without missing a day, without skipping a day. because prayer is the most important at this moment. But I miss our shepherd. Everything that he did was planted in my heart. And I always want to be more humble and forgive more and serve more my family, my workers. I should not listen, but I think only of goodness. That's right now my heart is occupied with. Now, what do you have in your heart? If you want to do good, then you should not listen. You should not hear. You should speak goodness. You should think of goodness. You should pray in goodness. By recalling what our shepherd has done. Just as I said earlier, I only recall the life of the shepherd. What did he do at this moment? What did he do at that moment? For the last 36 years. He has lived only for Father God and His will. So, I should resemble him. I should pray more. I didn't do that. I didn't live a life as if, you know, my shepherd lived his life. Even though I'm a pastor, I thought that I was doing okay. But as I recall what our shepherd did, he served more, he helped more, but I didn't do that. I was able to look back on myself. My brothers and sisters, please, according to the word of God, please check what you are short of. If the preacher lives in sin, but say, believe in God, live like this, live like that, it's all false. That's why Apostle, you know, Paul said, you know, he would become like a slave in order not to be disqualified. I die daily means forsaking all lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, and pride of this life. It is to obey to the will of God. If Father God says, live like this and live like that, there should be no fleshly affection or selfish mind. Therefore, when someone is anointed, you should not anoint someone out of your own, you know, bias. If there is someone who is proper, even though you have nothing to do, even though you have no connection to him, you gotta set him up. You gotta anoint him. That's proper before Father God. Whenever you are treated, you gotta be humble. You gotta serve that person. You should not take it for granted to be served. I prayed for him so that, you know, he received blessing. So it's right to be served by him like this. Don't think like that. You should think you are the only instrument. You should never put pressure on other members. You have to always take your duty with your revering heart. Only as an instrument of Father God, you have to always wish that Father God's will be accomplished. It is not proper as a servant of God if you don't get rid of your selfish mind and your own thought and frameworks. You have to put everything as nothing. You have to always check yourself whether you are working according to the will of the Master. You have to look back on yourself through prayers and searching for the will of Father God and His heart. You can become dull. You work so hard to stand on the rock of faith, or you come into spirit and all spirit. You fasted and you prayed. What Father God hates is to become dull spiritually instead of piling up rewards to come into spirit and Holy Spirit. Therefore, you have to upgrade yourself in a spiritual way. You have to pray all the time and ask God. Joshua, after conquering the city of Jericho, didn't ask God. Joshua 9, verses 3 to 6 says, when the inhabitants of Gibeon heard what Joshua had done to Jericho and to Ai, They also acted craftily and set out as envoys and took worn out sacks on their donkeys, and wineskins worn out and torn and mended, and worn out and patched sandals on their feet, and worn out clothes on themselves. And all the bread of their provision was dry and had become crumbled. They went to Joshua to the camp at Gilgal and said to him and to the men of Israel, "We have come from a far country. Now therefore make a covenant with us." If Joshua had prayed and asked to God, Father God would have told him that it was their lie, and he would not have made a covenant with them. The inhabitants of Gilgal knew that, and they got feared of the Israelites, and that's why they behaved like that. However, Joshua didn't ask God, and he made a covenant with them, and he became snared to them all the time. When you do your job as a servant of God, just as David and Moses prayed to God to seek for Father God's will, you got to do that too. We have the Holy Spirit in our heart. Sometimes you are way ahead of the Holy Spirit. So you got to always look back on yourself and whether you are far away from the Holy Spirit by praying hard all every day. And find what Father God is pleased with. Therefore, to have the apostles' attitudes, you have to control yourself all the time, and you have to circumcise your heart as you fill your heart with the truth through fervent prayers by searching for Father God's will. Let me conclude this message. I was thinking too much about our shepherd in preparing for this message. He gave up all his free will in the world with hope for heaven and only did as Father God's will. For the last 36 years, he went to prayer house and prayed there until Friday. He gave up his vacation to seek for Father God's will. He has lived only by the will of God. Today, I said three attitudes of an apostle. First, Apostle Paul enjoy his own rights as an apostle. Second, the apostle's attitude is to become a servant of everyone. Our shepherds always think about others. Now, there are little children, right? And they want to shake hands with them. Then even elderly people didn't care for the little children. They want to shake hands with them, right? With him. But, you know, our shepherd always take care of those little children to shake hands with them. Apostle Paul always, at the same time, took care of those with weak faith. And third, apostle's attitude is to live a life of self-control in all things. Our shepherd has always controlled himself, and he saved more to help more people. He controlled his time and free will to accomplish Father God's will. As the Bible says, therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed that he does not fall. Our standard should be the path that our shepherd has taken and our Lord took, and the path of the pastors and apostles. I thought about my shepherd many times, and I thought to myself that I should understand others more. I should think in their position. I should seek for Father God's will and heart. I want to be better. I want to understand more. We got to resemble the life of the shepherd, of the Lord, of all fathers of faith. We got to put what we have done as nothing as we seek for Father God's heart and will. We have to control ourselves to fill our heart with love and goodness. As we live such a life, we'll receive rewards in heaven. But at the same time, our life will be guaranteed by Father God and will be loved by Father God. And Father God will be with us, and and He will trust us, and He will help us. May all our members be blessed with such an apostle's attitudes. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray.
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local centers, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables and internet all over the world, transcending space and time. Plant faith in their hearts, and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. Be cleansed and made well. All epidemic diseases, such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them from any kinds of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers, like stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's diseases, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis, and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes, and the deaf come to hear, and mute begin to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns, and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Father, please bless them to conceive a baby. Bless them to conceive a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their home, their business, and their work by the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children, and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, I've met God, I've experienced God, and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.